Remember how we came up with shear segment lengths? Now we're going to build on that and figure out the total shear for this entire plot. If you have a hodograph with sounding data that goes all the way to the troposphere, you'll probably have data well past 6 kilometers, maybe even 10 to 15 kilometers. Generally speaking, though, most of the convective processes in terms of shear are found below 6 kilometers, so that's where we'll focus on. But if you do truncate levels higher than 6 kilometers, then you have to denote this as the total shear from 0 to 6 kilometers, for instance. Since we've turned these vectors into segments, which is just magnitude, independent of direction, we can add them up end to end on the x-axis and get the total shear for that layer. On the next slide, we'll put them together.